Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. Covering lots of important information relevant to our lives and of interest to us here in the region. Listen, we opened the show this morning with a reality that the feds now have raised interest rates another 0.75 point, being very aggressive on doing so, and more to come. That's for sure. More slowing needs to happen. More cooling off clearly needs to happen before we get all of this stabilized. And as prices go up for retailers, for small businesses, large companies, those prices, of course, get passed along to us. We pay more at the store, at the pump, whatever it may be. We all know that all too well these days. Well, you got to be careful of one thing in these trying times. You got to be careful, much more methodical, much more perhaps sensible about the decisions we make on what to spend our money on. Where spending power is clearly down. And so, you know, do you buy the extra side with your lunch today, whatever it may be? Do you buy the large, big, fancy coffee in the morning, or do you, you know, either buy the medium or maybe not go with all the bells and whistles? These are the kinds of decisions, literally down to that level of focus, that we're forced to make now these days. Guys, are you feeling that in your lives? Are you being more careful about the decisions you make, whether you go to the store, or you're here just casual, or you're ordering off a menu? It's in your consciousness, right? You got to be more careful with my spend these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you get the grocery store bill as you're checking out.
Right.
Yeah.
And all those extra apps we have.
Oh, the extra apps.
You notice it, though. You get the bill, mm-hmm. You look at it, and you're like, how did that happen?
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
What did I just get?
Yep.
And you really feel it. So, well, here's the thing. As I said, got to make better decisions these days. There's a phenomenon. There's a name for everything these days, you know.
This one's
lifestyle creep. Ooh. Right. Any headline with lifestyle creep in it, that's going to get your attention. Well, our friend Sarah Kravatz, she's published an article in The Hustle to enlighten us, to wake us up to the dangers of lifestyle creep, where you spend more really without knowing it, just because it gets into your kind of your habit. You know, coming off of good times, spent more. We were comfortable spending more. Be careful. We're being forewarned. Watch out for lifestyle creep. Sarah, tell us.
Sure. So lifestyle creep is this aptly named phenomenon that can happen in your personal finances. And simply put, it's when your income increases, but because of that, so does your spending. So your spending is creeping up on your earnings. An example of this is finally landing that big raise or promotion that you've been working towards at work. And because you're making more each month, you're able to move out of that walk-up apartment that you share with three roommates and into your own space in a luxury building. That's all great, but at the end of the month, if you suddenly realize that you're not putting away any money into savings, that's likely because of lifestyle creep. So it's this inflation of your spending in tandem with the inflation of your income.
Wow. So this is something that's been around, I'm sure, forever as a phenomenon, but it's extremely poignant and relevant now because all of a sudden, don't look now, looks like, you know, headed to headwinds here in the economy. And so as we're confronted with inflation and higher personal spending and coming off of a period of tremendous economic growth and prosperity, we're feeling a little fat and happy here. Our spending went up a bit, and then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm not going to be due for that big raise and promotion this year. The things that I thought would happen in the future to maybe offset any spending associated with lifestyle creep, those things may not happen. And yet I'm going to be hit with higher costs, no doubt, into the future. This makes this potentially more significantly painful.
Yeah, I think, as you said, this term has been around for years, but it's become a really prevalent part of the cultural discourse more recently. I came across it on TikTok. It has 27 million views right now. So I think, as you said, that reason is likely twofold. I think on one hand, we have inflation and the cost of living have hit these record levels. So of course, that changes the way that we all interact with money on a personal level. It touches our lives in so many ways. It's gas prices, rent prices, groceries. So no matter how cognizant we are of our spending, it might actually just be harder to spend less right now. And thus, we're more prone to lifestyle creep. And I think On the other hand, on the more philosophical level, I would just also point to the American culture of consumerism and the role that plays in this, and also just our obsession with and dependence on social media. I think especially for younger generations right now, it really fosters that keeping up with the Joneses way of living. You're in this echo chamber of seeing other people's homes and cars and traveling flashing across your screen. And I think there's this temptation to keep up.
Yeah. And so in your article, you point out the article in The Hustle, you point out some examples, some signs that you might begin to see that, I've got lifestyle creep going on.
Yeah. First and foremost, increased spending. That's the telltale sign. So if you're spending more and more money every month, in a perfect financial world, you would earn more but keep your spending the same. That being said, it's likely not the case for many of us. It's natural to want to improve aspects of your life once you're making more money. But if you look at your monthly expenses and you're seeing that your new fancy gym membership and these frequent meals out are adding up to cancel out that elevated income, that's a problem. Similarly, a big red flag would be stagnant or dwindling savings.
Yes.
So if you're making more money, but you don't see the number in your savings account or your investment accounts going up, that's another sign of lifestyle creep. So I would also caution people to watch out if they're paying off credit card debt by pulling from their savings account. That's an indicator that you're overspending.
Or I would imagine credit card debt that doesn't get paid off and just, goes from month to month, carries over. That would be an obvious sign as well if that's not something you've done customarily. So let's talk about ways to avoid.
Yes.
You've got some tips as well on how to avoid lifestyle creep. Please.
Yeah, I think number one, and the experts I spoke to also recommended this, I would automate your finances wherever possible. So if you're making $10,000 a month and your goal is to save $2,000 a month, you should automate that $2,000 to go directly into savings and then feel free to spend the remaining $8,000. Automation just helps get that money out of your account and into savings or investment accounts so that you can't touch it, which is really key when trying to avoid lifestyle creep. And then I would also say implementing some sort of budgeting system or software. I think everyone's brain works differently, and whether you prefer kind of a nitty-gritty Excel sheet or you want something more top level and automated, I think it's about finding something that works for you, because the idea here is that you'll actually use it. And we're looking to just at the top level make sure that we know how much money is coming in and how much is going out, because that's really the root of lifestyle creep, is when that scale becomes unbalanced.
Okay, well, there you have it. Some good tips, and thank you for bringing all of this to our awareness, the nefarious lifestyle creep. All right, Sarah Kravets, senior content writer at The Hustle, thanks so much for being on with us. We're going to head to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.